What is this lovely fragrance? What's this lovely smell? Okay. I forgot the announcement, of course. Tonight, candlelight service, 7 o'clock, right? You all gonna be here, right? Okay. Tonight, 7 o'clock, we will have a candlelight service here in a worship sanctuary. And then we're gonna have amazing music and a message and some other good stuff, right? So please come here at 7 o'clock. And then if you wanna participate the singing of Hallelujah, handle Hallelujah, then you come a little bit early so that we can practice right before the service start. So we're gonna practice the Hallelujah chorus right before the candlelight service begin, okay? Tonight. Everybody got it? You tired? Let's finish the worship service then. After a Christmas shopping trip, a wife comforted her husband, who usually pays the bill. She said, "Honey, I slashed expenses this Christmas." Wow. "Everything was charged on a one credit card so that it will cost only one stamp to pay all of our bills." Okay, slashed, huh? Have you seen A Great Light? That's the title. The Great Light applied to Jesus Christ, our Savior. But have you seen those houses where people go all out with their Christmas decorations? The houses with 10,000 blinking lights and the giant inflatable Santa's clothes and the loudspeakers loudspeakers with loud Christmas music. But think about it. God put up just one star on the sky, North Star, when Jesus was born. God did not do a meteor shower, a solar eclipse, or giant volcanic explosions. But we are celebrating with this amazing giant light. Every year, when we go through this wonderful season of Christmas, I always have one question in my mind. One simple question. Every year, this same question pop up my head. The question of why? Why? Why did they miss him? What happened? Those people who claim themselves as the people of God, the chosen one, so-called, those people who said that they were desperately waiting for the Messiah, the Savior, to come to save them. But they miss it. Obviously, they miss the special moment of Savior coming. The prophet Isaiah prophesied clearly in recorded in the book of Isaiah, the Messiah will come to us to save us. They read probably the scroll of Isaiah several times after generation. They thought they knew the coming of the Messiah. They probably heard the messages generation after generation, all those boring sermons about Savior's coming, but they missed it. when their long-awaited Messiah finally arrived. Those who claim themselves as the people of God and claim themselves that they believe in God, they totally missed their Messiah, Jesus Christ's arrival. Why? Why did they miss that special moment? Obviously, there's a reason for it. Obviously, there is a reason that they missed that special moment of the Savior coming. Maybe we can identify this morning some of the clear reason for them to miss that moment. Did they? They said that they were waiting for the Messiah, but did they really need? They feel like they need a Messiah? Even though they claim that they need a Messiah. But did they really feel the need of Savior coming to them? The prophet Isaiah proclaimed this: "The people who walk in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined." When we read this proclamation, we can identify the condition that help people that they need a great light. There's a condition. The conditions were the people who walk in darkness. Those who live in a land of deep darkness. So those people who live in darkness desperately searching for the true light, right? So they felt like they need the true light, the Savior coming. But they missed it because they didn't feel like they were in the darkness. They misunderstood the definition of darkness. What about us, church? What about us in this generation? Do we feel like we need a Messiah? Do we feel like we need a Savior in this generation? Do we really need or desperately search for the Savior as we celebrate this wonderful season of Christmas? We've heard the Christmas story through the voice of our children and youth last Sunday. And we will hear again the Christmas story in the scripture tonight. So I really encourage you to come tonight, candlelight service at 7:00. The main theme of the Christmas story is to remain the same. Emmanuel, God, God with us, is here. Amazing Creator, our God, as promised, as prophesied, God is here with us. Emmanuel means God just not standing from the distance and watching us. Emmanuel means God with me, right here, right this moment. Maybe the moment that we feel the challenges, we're facing the challenges. The moments that we're dealing with so many difficult issues in our lives. Emmanuel means walking step by step. Emmanuel means God encourages us to look up
Emmanuel means God is providing peace and comfort and maybe wiping our tears. That's Emmanuel God. That we experience and we learn throughout this year. The thing is, are we in the darkness? Are we really desperately searching the true light within our everyday, day-to-day lives? The ways that we define darkness. Let me say that again. The ways that we define darkness will lead us to what kind of savior we are searching for this generation. If we define darkness, maybe some different ways, wrong ways, then we will probably end up searching for a different savior for this generation. Let me explain to you. For example, I don't like talk about all these politics these days, but many politicians, they defined the level of darkness in this time based on their own interest and understanding, right? Look at all this economic situation, all this immigration situation, all these wars and conflicts. Their definition of darkness may be different ways than recorded in the Bible. And then what they're doing is they project themselves to people, saying that they are willing to save this world. They are willing to become sort of savior for the nation. Listen, I am the one. I am the one who could drive this darkness out and to make this nation better. I am the one. Because they define this darkness based on their interest, their understanding. So how we define the darkness that we are facing in this generation? Are we looking at the real darkness that need the real savior? The problem of this generation is we don't feel like we need a savior. Because we don't feel like it's dark in here. It's so bright. When we go to the street, even at nighttime, and I walk in my neighborhood area, so many beautiful lights. Christmas decoration, Santa Claus, reindeers. We don't feel like we're in the darkness. So that leads us to, we don't feel like we need a savior. We don't feel like we need a savior to save us. We are fine. We are okay. But Jesus Christ came to us to save us. Our Emmanuel God came to us to be with us, walk with us step by step. That's the true message of Christmas. In the midst of all this deep darkness came the true light. The darkness was not able to overcome the true light. It was not just a temporary flicker. The true light is the eternal light, brightening up this world. There are times in events of the world and events of your own personal lives that we feel that the light, the true light, will be just snuffed out. But the Christmas story affirms that whatever happened, the true light still shines. Thus it was, then thus it is now. We too live in a world of darkness. There are wars and rumors of wars, hunger, unemployment, racism, loneliness, depression, and a sense of emptiness. All this darkness, the true light still shines. Perhaps the poet Robert Frost worded it the best when he wrote this: "I have been acquainted with the night. I have walked in the rain and out of the rain. I have been acquainted with the night." I don't have to tell any of you about the darkness, but because in one form or another, at one time or another, it has touched the life of each person here in this space. You have been acquainted with the night. Thus, we do not come here this morning to naively deny the existence of the darkness. Church, God sent the little baby to be our hope. He was of the root of Jesse, and God called him Emmanuel, God with us. The baby of Bethlehem will bring peace, the true peace, eternal peace, to our troubled lives and our troubled world. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. That's what our Christ promised to us. Even though we are walking in darkness, we have the Savior already came to save us. Why? Okay, I don't have to preach next Sunday. Okay. Why do you think that God chose to use a star to guide the wise men to Bethlehem? I'm convinced that it was not just an accident. It was an eternal reminder to them and to us that in the sea of darkness, it is light, it is the true light, keep us going forward. It is the light of hope and the light of Christ that lead the way and dispel the gloom of this world. And this is my prayer, that the light of Christmas will shine and enlighten the dark corner of your life and mine. Will discover pathway to Bethlehem. Have you seen a great light? Let us pray. Amazing God, you came to us as Emmanuel, God. God with us. Help us to hold on the message that you or telling us, showing us through this season of Christmas. We're living in this really dark world, oh God, not able to find the true peace, the true joy. But you came as the joy, peace, and love. Help us to fully embrace the presence, the true presence to this world. And help us to spread the love and joy that we receive from you. Thank you for the message and your encouragement. And now, help us to recharge ourselves with a message so that we can continue to celebrate amazing love that you show to us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, we have a special music. Thank you, Josh.